mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, I tell you, it feels like Friday, doesn't it? But it's not Friday. It's Wednesday. And it's going to be Turkey Day tomorrow. And we've got a lot to be thankful for. We've got our families and our health, many of us, and so many good things that are still left and in place concerning America. But all of that, all of it, is being swept away as we speak. You know, I came out on Monday and did the radical thing. I called Ron Paul's office and I said, did that forced psychological screening pass? Forced psychological testing of all children, then adults, guidelines written by the drug companies. And I got a few calls on and off air, kind of denying that that even happened because they hadn't seen it in the mainstream news. And we wrote an article about it on Monday. Well, now it's in the Associated Press, Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, Reuters. Today it came out in a whole bunch of papers. So, I mean, one guy, I was guest hosting another show, one guy called up and was just viciously mad. He didn't want to go on air, and he said, how dare you give out this info? That didn't pass. The 9/11 bill didn't pass. And I just said, the 9/11 bill is a separate piece of legislation. That's Patriot Act 2. That's the expansion of Homeland Security. That's all of it. That's the National ID card. They're going to have a special session for that. Yes, by the grace of God, that was narrowly defeated by just for now because they couldn't all agree and people said no. There's different pieces of legislation at the close of Congress. And yes, the new Freedom Initiative did indeed pass. It did happen. Right out of the Soviet Union. Whether you're homeschooled, private school, public school, openly, the drug companies wrote the guidelines to go from 15% of kids on drugs to 50%. 50% will be on Prozac and Luvox and Ritalin and other deadly drugs. And some of their own executives quit and left. Some of the state officials quit and left. Went public, released the documents 6 months ago, and said, here's the plan. The drug companies have written the guidelines, and I morally can't be part of this. And now it's all public. American Medical Association says it's wonderful, we're all mentally ill. The British Medical Association says it's horrible, that it's right out of Soviet Russia. But a bunch of articles about it. And the schools are to be turned, even more so, into prison laboratories. Training your child how to be a ward of the state, how to be a mental patient, how to be a prisoner, how to be a criminal, or how to be a creature of ignorance who's not been taught how to read, write, and calculate. And so I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just giving you the news again. Yes, it's really true, folks. It really passed. I know a lot of you don't want to believe that, and I don't want to believe it either. But it did pass. I mean, Ron Paul's never lied to me yet, and he told me this. Jeff Dice, his chief of staff, told me this on Monday. We had him on last Friday, and he said there was a good chance New Freedom would pass, and it did. He had legislation trying to stop it. And I'll tell you right now, I think you can call, 10 million of you can call Washington, it might help, but they're probably going to pass the National ID Card Patriot Act, too, in December. They got the machine guns, they got the black mask, and they're willing to use them.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey Filter Elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest, most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. We're going to have wide open phones today, and we're scheduled to have G. Edward Griffin, the author of the best-selling book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that really gives you the accurate history in novel form of what happened and how the Federal Reserve that rules over us was set up. We'll also get into all the important news on this Wednesday edition. Good old Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, folks. And what are you thankful for? Are you thankful there's plenty of cheeseburgers? Is that what freedom is to you? Freedom living in a big house? Or is freedom being free to not be a slave? To not be face-scanned and thumb-scanned and be fondled by airport screeners, and now they're going to have checkpoints on the road doing it? Is freedom the power to not have your children taken from you twice a year to be forcibly psychologically tested like they did in the Soviet Union? Is freedom not having them put cancer viruses in your vaccines? Is freedom having your government control your border? So we can talk about what Thanksgiving means to you as well today. Here's a headline, National Identity Database to be created. Another one, here. We'll be going over Russian troops reported in Ukraine capital. Kind of a breakdown happening there. Security services play down terror plot. Remember how over the weekend they saved London from hijack attacks. And then always a week or two, a month later, usually a month later, oh, actually, they were government informants, and it was never a threat, and it was a drill, and the media picked up on it as if it was going to be a terror attack. Russian troops reported in Ukraine capital. Again, that's coming up, as well as security services play down terror plot in London. Turns out it isn't what they said it was. And the headline in the Register is, suicide pigs. Get it when pigs fly? Suicide pigs fly to support Blunkett's war on terror. Just magically when they're announcing national ID cards and everything else over there, this happens. Actual details of the New Freedom Initiative passing, of course, from Infowars.com. Now picked up by WorldNet Daily, Prison Planet, Associated Press, just a whole bunch of different websites have got it out there. Congressman makes room for more foreigners for high-tech jobs, Associated Press. The government's actually expanding the amount of legal high-tech workers they can bring in. Of course, the Congressional Budget Office told us last year that in the next 5 years, the layoffs of high-tech would get seven times greater. You think it's bad now. You're all basically training your replacements right now, so how can it get seven times worse, seven times greater? I'm not trying to give you bad news. I mean, don't worry. You can go get a job as a cop or a prison guard or maybe as somebody filling pill bottles at an Eli Lilly plant for pills the public takes. You can probably get a job with Homeland Security. Most of the colleges are shifting over to large portions of their of their professors and their curriculum and their funding and their accredited tenured professors. It's all shifting into Homeland Security and just the new economy, folks. It's going to be great. It's going to be wondrous. Dr. Deagle, who we had on a few weeks ago, who's got more MDs and letters behind his name than a phone book, has really dropped major bombshells on us on this broadcast. We put the transcript up. I wish somebody make a. We put the audio up. I wish somebody make a transcript of it. If I sound out of it, folks, I worked too hard yesterday. I did like 11 interviews. I was grilled by Popular Mechanics writer for an hour. It was like an interrogation. Then I was up till 4 in the morning on KOA in Denver, and I shouldn't have done that. I got about 3 hours sleep, and I guess just on top of working that hard yesterday, my brain is gone. As soon as this broadcast is over, I'm going and hitting the sack. But going back to Dr. Deagle, Dr. Deagle, you called in today. Good to have you calling in. What's going on?
Well, Alex, I appreciate being able to talk. This is pretty serious. We're kind of in a real firestorm of things happening so quickly, it's hard to imagine.
I know, I've been trying to counter it, and there's no way. It's like I've literally been on the front lines now just for so many years, and now the bombardments are massive.
I just got a news article this morning from my Association of American Physicians out of Tucson, and there's...
Yeah, we got them coming on the broadcast.
And what's unbelievable is that they passed this bill, but they're going to try to put in a congressional modification to the bill, so it needs parental consent. This is, without a doubt, I consider the most serious intrusion into liberty yet. With the goals 2000 in the schools, with them now trying to drug all of the children, and they're actually taking children away. I know as a physician I've seen it happen.
I see it in the local Austin paper once a week. But meanwhile, if it's some psychotic woman, they just had this hog demon up in North Texas cut her baby girl's arms off and then call in. I was at the voices of a demon. I listened to the 911 call, and why they put that out, I have no idea. as long as they want to terrorize us. She's going, I cut her arms off.
They need to get
a jury in there and give her the death penalty immediately and flush that woman down a garbage disposal, because I'm telling you something. But guess what? She went into psychiatric help for depression, and she was on the drugs.
Well,
man, I'm telling you, every woman that drowns her kids, every person that shoots a bunch of people, in every case I've seen, they're on these things, doctor.
Absolutely. I took care of the first young gentleman shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor. And Mark was, and I can mention his name because it's public knowledge, it's not private. He was the very first kid shot in Columbine by Dylan Klebold. And those two kids, Klebold and Harris, were both on Prozac, and it was a private settlement against Prozac because they were on these drugs when they committed those multiple murders.
Dr. Deagle, I haven't found a case where people aren't on them. And
yeah.
Again, for those that don't know, you go on them and you get more violent, you have more problems, because if you're already unstable, these things put you into a mesmerized, waking, sleeping state.
Yeah, you're actually in a dream state. And the American Association of Pediatrics actually came out last month and said, these drugs have no proven efficacy under the age of 21 and, in fact, increase suicide risk. And
so
then the bill comes out immediately afterward. They're going to shove these kids on drugs, Ritalin, which is chemically, as you say, absolutely no different from methamphetamine and crack. What do we want, have crack kids? And it burns out neurons, and we've got proof. I've got friends at Sloan Kettering Research in New York and in neurology that have actually done research and have shown this causes motor disorders, and premature Alzheimer's. It causes Parkinson's disease in young adults.
Well, this is the craziness, though, is that they're going to stick a machine gun in our mouth. I mean, that's what they do. They send guys in black uniforms and ski masks, and you say, no, you're not going to take my five-year-old and test them and claim they need to go on these drugs. And then you hide out in your house, and the SWAT team surrounds you, armored vehicles pull up. I mean, this is hell on earth. I mean, I don't have words to describe, and I've read it all, where it Swiss cheeses the brain and retards growth, and look.
Yeah, they have no growth hormone. These kids are many percentiles reduced in their height. They've got changes in brain structure. You can actually do, if they die of a traumatic accident, you can do an autopsy, an electron microscopy of their brain. You can see even their synapses change within 8 hours after going on these serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, or Ritalin. Their receptors change in 8 hours, and the changes are still there 1 to 2 years later.
God help us.
Yeah.
And again, folks, 15% of the children are now on these drugs. And when one of the state board officials said, I'm not going to be part of this in Pennsylvania 6 months ago, they released the internal documents. This whole thing was written by 7 drug companies. The guidelines are written by drug companies. And they brag, we are going to go from 15 to 50%. We're going to force the children on it. So half of you out there with kids, if they have their goal, you will be forced at machine gun point to pour poison into your children.
What they're doing now is they're saying your children are no longer your property. They're the chattel of the state.
Let me say it again. You will be forced at machine gun point.
Right.
This is America.
Right.
At machine gun point to literally put a acid into your child's brain, and doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, that literally scrambles it.
Yes, it does. And it does it actually within less than 24 hours. You can see these changes. There are. I'm a functional medicine doc, biochemist, and what we actually can do is measure in your urine your neurotransmitters if they're down, and they're down because of the toxic pollution in our environment, the mercury in the vaccines. They're down because of too much sugar and refined foods. And if they drop, they're very simple to repair. Your body just converts amino acids to neurotransmitters. It's so simple, it's ridiculous.
Well, they're
going to verify with urine tests. So for them to give powerful drugs that fry these children's brains, and if they stop the drugs, they become totally screwed up. Then they become either more violent, they can't sleep, their mood's all over the place, they start to become psychotic. It's very, very crazy what's going on. And I have to speak out, and our association is lockstep 100% against this. Unfortunately, the AMA is not.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Deagle, stay there just a few more minutes with us. On the other side, we'll get to everybody else's calls and a bunch of other news. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You can listen to our interview with Dr. Deagle, 2 hours long, in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. I mean, we're not joking, and I'll tell you how they're going to incrementally put in this New Freedom Initiative. It's not going to happen overnight. We'll be back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later, we have the head spokesperson, Catherine Sirks, from American Physicians and Surgeons, coming on in the third hour. In the second hour, we have... well, somebody who's really done a great job exposing the private, fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve, G. Edward Griffin. And there's so much other news. You know, folks, picture a science fiction movie where they go around forcing half the children to take drugs. Well, that'd be Brave New World. Or a picture of the Nazis would have done that. Oh, those Nazis, they took the kids away if you didn't put them on drugs that destroyed their mental capacity. And see, stuff's gotten so crazy that CBS nationally, and we've aired this, they even aired it locally, said that mercury's actually good for your child's brain and mental performance. I mean, you know, it's like saying it's actually good to shoot yourself in the head with a 45 caliber handgun five or six times. Of course, we're not saying that's good. Please understand that's sarcasm. But they're really saying mercury's good for you. And this, look, they admit in the major studies, and Dr. William Deagle, MD, and every other D you can imagine, on the live, you can correct me, but the major statistics I've seen, if you've been on the Ritalin or the Prozac or any of these type drugs that are classed as psychotropics or hallucinogenics or amphetamines, you're four times more likely to then become addicted to illegal drugs. It's like saying, you know, if you take methamphetamine for 4 years when you're a kid, you'll probably take it later in life. You'll probably be a total addict. So they're creating markets, too, by forcing children, even for a year or two, half of them, already 15% are on it. Then as they grow up, they're going to be on all these other drugs. And they don't care if it causes all the suicide and the murders and all this horrible stuff. They'll just keep telling you how great it is. Dr. Deagle, any comments?
Yeah, it's basically creating the Clockwork Orange. They're scrambling their brains and then creating a criminal system and expanding the prisons like crazy. And
I was about to say that. The same people that own Big Pharma own the private prisons, own the military, and yes, folks, they're the ones that ship in the illegal narcotics. So they get the whole system coming and going.
Yeah, as a civilian doctor working with the military, I had Christian Special Ops in Delta tell me in very specific details that the drug shipments coming into America were coming in through U.S. naval ships and aircraft coming back from places like Afghanistan.
But then they'll kick down your door looking for a marijuana cigarette.
Right, or they'll go and harass a pain doctor who's taking care of someone who's terminal. That's ridiculous.
That's right. Why are you giving this person with bone cancer who's got a week to live a bunch of morphine?
Yeah. That's the kind of insanity that's going on. And I can tell you that even though the American Association of Pediatrics has now come out saying just a few months ago that these drugs have no efficacy, none, and there's not one study that these drugs are of any use whatsoever.
Actually, the studies show it's causing mass suicide.
Exactly. And now, literally a month later, they come out with a bill trying to force these drugs on children where the association, these are doctors, my colleagues have said, these drugs don't work.
Well, this shows what an important agenda it is, doctor. You know, with Vioxx causing heart problems and a whole class of drugs that use the same molecular structure, now, what, five other drugs they made? You see, notice, that'll go off the market, but not with these, with, what, 20 years of study showing what they do?
Absolutely. You can show their quantitative EEG of their brain. You can show a PET scan that looks at the metabolism of the brain. You can do a psychometric testing.
But they have a class of quacks, and I'm not saying they're all quacks, but the drug ones are, of psychologists and psychiatrists who aren't real doctors, who don't look at any real data like a real doctor does, like what's in the urine, what's in the chemicals, what's in the brain, a CAT scan. And they'll say, we don't care what you say. We're on the drugs ourselves. Of course, they have the highest rate of any group of people for suicide are these psychologists and psychiatrists.
Well, the problem
they're
is...
They're just as nuts as... I'm sorry, go ahead.
The problem is that they need to use real science. If you're looking at brain metabolism and tracking these people, what you see is they develop more behavioral problems. They get more brain damage. You get motor disorders like we're seeing Parkinson's disease earlier and earlier and Alzheimer's because these drugs burn their brain out. They burn the same nuclei in the periaqueductal gray out. They burn the same tissues in the brain. You can actually see the changes occurring. So we know that these disorders, it goes through a process called apoptosis where the brain cells actually go through programmed cell death caused by these drugs. It's no different than a crack addict or methamphetamine.
Well, everybody knows that speed kills, and somebody takes speed for 5 years, they're fried.
I had one of my son's friends flew up to visit us, and he stayed with us for a week. And his father was a policeman. He said, please, you know, get my kid off these drugs. Their school is saying if he doesn't take these drugs, he can't come back to school. I simply gave him some nutritional things, and he was normalized within 24 hours. He didn't need those drugs. Those drugs were...
And it's a very sneaky plan, doctor. The average child drinks two Cokes and eats three candy bars. They know that's going to cause problems, and they put them on drugs after they bounce off the walls. Stay there, Dr. Deagle. Let's come back and take some calls. I'm glad you called in today. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We're talking to Dr. William Deagle. Honored to have him with us. Perfect timing because we have the Association of Physicians and Surgeons coming on in the third hour to talk about the new Freedom Initiative. I mean, imagine, again, imagine a dystopic novel like Brave New World where it's the new freedom. You all go on drugs, forcibly. And we're about to go to your call. Before we go back to Dr. Deagle, look, the biggest shopping day of the year is coming up the day after tomorrow. Why go out and fight the crowds? Why go out and buy a bunch of slave goods made by poor slaves in China? Why not give people, instead of a tie or a fruit pie or a George Foreman barbecue set that nobody's going to use, why not buy a bunch of my DVDs or VHS tapes or books or any of the other great books and tapes I carry by the best researchers out there, and give them to people. And by the way, if you buy my videos, you're authorized to make copies of them for educational purposes. Or you can buy one copy of Road to Tyranny, the premier film about September 11th, and the total master plan for the takeover by the globalists and how to stop them. Or, say, my new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, showing how it was a staged event, getting into 9/11 and so many other issues, New Freedom, all of it, it's all in there. Those are $19.95. And then when you buy another copy, they're $5.95. So buy 5, 6, 7, 8 copies. Give them as gifts. You know, they have the nice color cover and the shrink wrap and the stamp on top of the DVD, and people love them. Instead of giving them just a copy that they might not watch, or giving me a copy of a video as a present. No, this is a nice little $5.95 gift. that you can give people. They're great. I also have a 9/11 special, which is four 9/11 videos, my two 9/11 videos, George Humphrey's 9/11 video, Eric Huffman's 9/11 video, four of those, and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, for $59.95, a $53 discount. We got a bunch of other specials. We got a 9/11 book special, two books for $19.95, $8 discount. My bumper stickers are free if you just pay for the shipping, the InfoWars.com bumper stickers. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free and ask about the specials. You don't even need to buy if you call. Just call and ask if you missed any of the information. 1-888-253-3139. Go ahead and give us a call. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Why fight the crowds? Why not buy 10 copies of my videos at $5.95 apiece and have your shopping done? And spread the word and give the gift of unlocking somebody's mind. I mean, that's why we've slashed prices down to the point I make about $1 or $2 apiece on those. But I don't care, folks. It's about getting the information out. By the time I pay for the staff and the rent and the DVD, $2 apiece, I make about $1 or $2 off that, maybe. But I don't care. I just want to get the information out. So please get the films. Get them out to people. I mean, I'm not going to be out fighting traffic. You know, we're going to give some gifts this holiday season. But it's my wife and I are staying up a few nights and doing some little acrylic paintings for family. Oh, there I am giving away presents and family's listening. You know, don't be part of this, you know, commercialized demonic society where you go into debt to go out and buy everybody gifts and everybody just piles the junk in the middle of the room and nobody uses it. If you're going to give a gift, you know, offer to come over and you know, help your old grandma clean out her closets or whatever. Or, you know, offer to take a family member on a trip somewhere or a day trip to maybe a national park or state park or something. You know, you want to do something for the holiday season, get into the real spirit of what it's about, Christ's birth. Take a family member who's ill or who hasn't been out a lot somewhere, visit them. Or go to a hospital or go to a nursing home and see these poor people, these 85-year-old men and women whose yuppie, demonic children have stuck them in a nursing home and don't come and visit them because they're scum and filth and probably have their kids on Ritalin and Prozac. Okay, I don't want to keep ranting and raving and getting off on that. Dr. Deagle, you made a lot of great points during the break when I was talking to you about how this is systematic all in the Western world, how we're the central tent pole and how this is like 1913 with the stuff passing now here in the holiday season. Tell us about it.
Well, it just seems like it's a parallel to the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, which is the first major act that moved us toward a global control of America. And a republic is based on the principle that everybody is of infinite value, whether you're old or you have Down syndrome or you're not super intelligent or you have a physical or other disability, and that the, quote, majority can't take away your right. And with this passage of this bill that went through the Senate, trying to force children because they behave differently with drugs, this is really the last straw. We don't stand up to all of these changes occurring. There won't be any need for a constitution because we'll have no rights. You won't even be able to raise issues such as researching. I was reading on your website, researching the news will be considered a crime. Speaking out and telling things that you know are wrong or violation of the civil rights of not only yourself but everybody else will be criminal. And America, as I mentioned in the break, is like the center tent post of the tent of the world. And if that tent post is broken, the whole world will suffer. And
well, these new freedom initiatives are going in Australia, New Zealand, England, Germany, France, America, Canada, under slightly different names. And look, I got, when we've had the guest on, we got the actual documents, the internal ones. And, of course, the TMAP started a decade ago right here in Austin, Texas, is where they started the testing for this. But it was written by, as I said, six or seven big drug companies, Eli Lilly at the head of it, and they brag in their internal documents, now public. Now, forget that. I mean, publicly they admit they're going to forcibly drug everybody, and then it's going to start with adults and pregnant women. That's even in the law. But in there they say it's about market share. It's about the internal documents just came out in England 2 weeks ago that it's about marketing, it's about money, it's about marketing to people that even they admit, quote, don't need it. And so in the guidelines I was reading, Dr. William Deagle, I'm sure you've probably seen these, it says, you know, it's as wide as possible. It's like these ads for depression. Do you sometimes get upset? Do you sometimes feel melancholy? Are you sometimes unhappy? Well, then come to us and get drugged, you know. You know, instead of going out and having a jog or getting involved or, you know, getting out of the house and stop watching the television.
Yeah, if you help someone else, maybe if you help someone else and actually have some proper spirit of the season, maybe you won't be focused on yourself and you won't be depressed because of your own situation. You'll help someone else.
Well, that's the point, is you got to just get up and do it. I mean, everybody gets down sometimes.
That's the nature of being a human being. And
But, I mean, in these guidelines, doctor, it says they're going to ask the children. And they're going to ask, imagine, 12-year-olds, but it starts with 5-year-olds, folks, everybody, by law.
Mm-hmm.
They ask them, doctor, in the guidelines, I'm sure, they ask them, do you sometimes get upset? Are you having confused feelings? Do you sometimes get angry and argue with your parents? Now, what 12-year-old isn't having those feelings?
Yeah, that's the nature of becoming a preteen. And what I see this is no different than the Hitler Youth Program, where they co-opt the youth by putting them on drugs and putting them at odds with their parents who don't want them on drugs, and then eventually dissecting them away so now they're the property of the state. And, of course, where I see everything going is in 20 years, if we don't stop this, or it'll last maybe 10 years, people won't be able to even reproduce. It'll be a state-run thing in factory. And people say, no, that wouldn't happen. I said, that's the direction they're talking about.
That's the official plan.
That's the official plan. The official plan is to wetwire the population, control human reproduction, have it in laboratories, get rid of anybody who has any genetic defect by genetic screening. Our next
laws are already going in England.
Well, I do gene polymorphism things to help people that have sickness or toxic problems. That's the good side. The bad side is they want to grow genetic copies of you in laboratories, like the movie Coma, so they can transplant organs so you can live extended lives with body parts from your clone.
Well, I'm sure you saw the Washington Post with the chimeras where
yes.
They go, oh, by the way, in Argentina we've got half chimpanzee, half human creatures, but they don't have any rights and you can't see them. And then, oh, we've got pigs with human organs and human blood in Minnesota. And, oh, we've got, I mean, you know, it's just, oh, we're growing human embryos in mice.
But do you know how long they've been doing this, though?
Well, according to my sources, 20 years.
Yeah. My reports that I have is that it's roughly 1984, but there were experiments before then. But 1984, roughly, is when they were capable of doing it. They're doing research between here and Russia, and there were cooperative projects going on for decades during the so-called Cold War.
And again, you were involved, and again, folks, this is mainstream news. You can type Dr. Deagle's name in. You were involved in Homeland Security, horrible meetings with the FBI directors. You've been in some classified projects we can't get into here, but I think you described it a few weeks ago what'd you call these cyborg labs? You call them nightmares?
Well, the specific one, the one that I actually walked through, was Dr. Wallace Tortolot's lab at the VA hospital in Santa Monica, California. And they had, this is 1978, so imagine how many years ago that is. And they had a stereotactic CT scanner that could insert palladium and platinum electrodes and microchips into the brains and wetwire them at that time. Imagine how much more advanced it is now. They had a device there for testing test pilots, so they had a squid machine, which is cool liquid nitrogen, to measure brainwave patterns so they could send an analysis to a supercomputer, a Cray 4 computer, and then go back and send out the signal to actually display what he was thinking on the screen, so we do it by verification by eye blinks, by looking at a specific target on the screen.
But you described the stuff going on in Colorado that you can't talk about. I believe you called it, nightmares beyond your belief, or what was that particular comment you made?
There's all kinds of weird genetic experiments going on that people just, they can't even imagine, like you're talking about the chimeras. Those have been happening for decades, and it's not really difficult to do. You take the blastula, you separate the cells at a certain stage, you mix the cells together, and many of them will fuse. You have a fused cell that actually has human and non-human DNA. It's really, really child's play to do this.
And there's no telling what type of super virus or bacteria could rise from this at any time.
Right, and you could start a pandemic from it. Just from doing that, because you transfer a virus, the virus changes its outside capsid so it can now lock onto a human cell of other humans. And before you know it, this chimera could actually transfer a virus that's only in pigs that could kill millions of people.
And I was reading that they're doing clone and chimera cross-species splicing in level 2 labs. They're not even having protections. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. And
are the globalists that are running things, are they? Do they have a psychotic death wish for humanity or something?
I spoke in 1997 in March. I was asked by Human Life International to speak in Zurich, Switzerland, about fetal tissue transplantation and genetic engineering. And so I spoke for 2 hours, and after I sat down, they gave me 6 inches of documents showing that the WHO is behind many different plague laboratories making these plague viruses and have an intention to reduce the world population.
Well, they had that Nobel laureate just came out from Africa and said it.
It's the truth. These viruses, like the AIDS virus, was a genetically engineered retrovirus, and the Americans and Russians were doing research in Uganda at Class 1 facilities that were just basically an open hut in the jungle. That's what they were doing back in the 60s.
Let's take some calls. Alex in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, I'm sorry. My speakerphone isn't good. Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
Hi. It's really interesting that you're talking about chimeras and gene splicing, because just yesterday on NPR, they had a little piece on the bird virus, or the bird, or the avian flu.
Yeah, it's going to kill all of us, and it's all over, but world government will save you.
Well, not only that, but it's been in the media over and over again, and I don't know why. I don't know whether it's to make us afraid so we'll all get flu shots, or if it's just to go out there and gauge the response. But this NPR show was actually about how the CDC is experimenting with the virus and trying to manipulate it. And
yeah, they've admitted that the WHO and the CDC have weaponized it to, quote, study it. Isn't that nice, Dr. Deagle?
Yeah, to be honest with you, they're not on the good side of this. I can tell you that from the inside. They are not on the good side. You'll get the impression that they come out with public policies, but I haven't seen one thing that the government spent that empowers the public, the emergency medical technicians and ambulances, the hospital emergency departments, or the public health system, other than so-called a database that really doesn't properly notify if there really is an epidemic starting.
Yeah, that database really just spies on what prescriptions you're on. What else, Alex?
Well, the other thing is that since the New Freedom Initiative has passed, people might enjoy over the holiday season renting a film that is came out in 1971, I think, by George Lucas. It's called THX-1138, and it's essentially the New Freedom Initiative taken to its conclusion. It's a society of people who live underground. They're all shaved heads. They walk around.
Yeah, they're about to re-release that.
A little bit edited, but mostly intact. And basically...
Oh, wait a minute. You're saying already the re-digitally mastered, where they used all the new computer animation to make it more fancy, has come out?
Right. He's done that with all his films. I guess that's not too surprising. But basically, the general premise is still there. These people live in a society where it's illegal to not take the drugs. It's illegal to reproduce naturally. And you're forced to build these police robots that beat you and control you. And it came out in 1971, so
and that
know.
Plan has been in the works for many decades.
It's funny, I don't know if it's
Aldous Huxley, did you know before Huxley died, 2 months before he died, he gave a speech at Berkeley, and he said, look, I've been in the labs, the wires hooked to people's brains, this is the actual plan. My brother, you know, his brother was head of UNESCO, he said, this is all the plan. That's why I've written about this, and that's why I wrote a second book about it. He said, this is what's going to happen by 2000. He was just a few years behind. Thanks for the call, Alex.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Dr. Deagle.
They put in experiments on putting chips into employees at places like Hughes Aerospace down in Needles, California, and elsewhere. Even employees that are welders and so on, they go into the local hospital for the facility. They come out, and all of a sudden they're having problems, and then they get an X-ray of their head or CT scan, and they find they have a chip in them.
Let's talk to Cliff in Texas. Cliff, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Cliff.
Oh, how you doing? I thought you did cut off. Yeah, from experience, I used to be on Wellbutrin. I don't know if the doctor knows
about
that.
I'm very familiar with it.
Excuse me?
Very familiar with it.
Yeah. And I went through a lot of psychological testing during the my divorce. You know, I checked myself in the rehab center because I was on some bad stuff. And, you know, they spent 4 days testing me and come up inconclusive that anything was wrong with me. So they said, well, you might be bipolar. Take this. And when I was on that stuff, it was like I was stripped of my most primal emotions.
You become a non-person.
Right. And then when I stopped taking it, it was horrendous. I could not control.
Your body is now accommodated. It's changed the actual physical structure of your neuron.
Right. And
then what happens is a lady quits taking it for today, has a chemical imbalance, and chops your toddler up. Just happened yesterday. Demonic filth takeover. Scum massing upon us. We'll be right back. Stay there, Cliff.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here talking to Dr. Deagle. Coming up is G. Edward Griffin. I want to get through Cliff, Jim, and Tim. Those have been holding the longest. But, you know, when we're dealing with this, when we're talking about this, they know what these drugs are doing. They know the effects they're having, and they could care less. And it's very, very sad to see this happening. And you talk to people who were just fine. People have car wrecks now, and their back hurts, and they push Prozac and these type of drugs on them. Prozac, the company that makes it, sent out, what, a few years ago, hundreds of thousands of just free samples to people's mailboxes. I mean that's incredible. Cliff in Texas, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I've known people that were on Prozac and Ritalin, and the ones on Ritalin were just drooling imbeciles, and the ones on Prozac were hair triggers. I mean, they have no sense of logic, or they'll just fly off the handle, and there is no talking to them. My ex-wife was one of them.
Yeah, the Rage Control Center is misfiring. So there's no normal inhibition of behaviors that are unacceptable.
Yeah.
The other side, of course, of this the equation is they're now trying to introduce bills, which luckily at least temporarily got defeated, where they're going to do a script log monitoring of every doctor in the United States of every script they write. Not just pain meds, but every script. And they'll know everything you take and try to make sure that your doctor is giving you drug X, Y, Z. Thank God it got defeated by our Association of Physicians and Surgeons. But for now, they're going to try to reintroduce this to get control of everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Cliff.
Well,
we got other people, Cliff. I appreciate your call. Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, just a quick one for you. A friend of ours has her daughter in a Catholic school, and they took the school pictures, and the daughter brings home an ID card. So the mom goes ballistic because she's up to speed on what's going on in the world and calls the school, and the school knows nothing about it, and they give her the photography company, their number. Well, she calls them and is trying to explain what happened, and the company misinterprets what she's saying, and what the company told her was, and this is a company that's been around since 1939, they're huge, that they keep the digital photos, all of them, on file, she said, and that they keep them just in case the police need them, in case your child's abducted.
Yeah, and the Masons are big on this, and it's about getting it all into the system. Those are, you know, what was it, 8 years ago, they caught the feds buying state driver's license photos for their face scanning database.
Right.
So it's basically your child's mugshot.
Exactly. And the other thing, just another quick point here. We were thumbing through the TV shows, and that CSI Miami was on, and we noticed that the people who got arrested never had an attorney with them. And then they ended up confessing when they were presented with the evidence. So we started clicking around to different shows over different nights.
Yeah, everywhere. They've been doing this for decades. They show you always confessing, only having a judge, never having a jury, arresting people for having marijuana, charging them as terrorists. Dr. Deagle, comments?
Yeah, what's happening is they're trying to criminalize regular drugs and totally control the medical profession, because remember, the implantable chip, which is what their eventual intention is, it's not an ID card, because if everything's in your ID card, your entire identity can be stolen. Their intention is to put the chip in you. And so that's a medical procedure, so they have to control the medical profession completely, or they won't be able to force us to the final step.
And by the way, that's the official government plan. Anything else, Jim?
Yeah, just a quick one. We started our own newsletter here in our own county and are putting it in mailboxes and on windshields, along with the InfoWars information on it.
Good job. Keep it up, Jim.
Take care. Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to Tim in Ohio on the other side quickly in the early part of the next hour. We'll let Dr. Deagle go then in about 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll have G. Edward Griffin on to get into who runs all this. You know what they're doing, but who owns this?